Tom Edison, and we're going to talk about important things. This is one of the most educational radio shows ever put out, because part of the intent, and there's many intents to this radio show, is to educate people how to think beyond where they're thinking, and there's always more to be thinking about. And we all can learn how to think out of the box better when we try to. It's that simple. You put a bigger effort into it, and you'll get bigger results. And that's part of connecting the dots. The more you connect the dots, the more the picture comes in clearer. Now, boy, it's important that the people in America find out take a little look into the past about, there's a funny commercial out now, you've seen it, shows up, there's in fact a few versions of it on the TV. The one where there's a bank robbery or something like that, and everybody's told to lie on the floor, and nobody's doing it. Somebody says, what's going on, to the security guard? Oh, we're having a bank robbery. And then they go into the commercial. What's the point of identifying a problem and then not fixing it? And everybody puts their hands up and shakes their heads. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. Well, that brings me to our wonderful U.S. Congress, which is made up of Democrats and Republicans. Let's have a little history lesson here. Turns out 1977, way back then, the Senate hearings, U.S. Senate hearings, that's our U.S. Congress, confirmed that between 1949 and 1969, there were 239 known populated areas within the U.S. that were purposely contaminated with biological agents. That's a horror. Okay, and that's only the ones they found out about. Now, that's back in 1977. So what did the Congress do to stop that kind of behavior? We know absolutely nothing. Is that sickening or what? They could have began putting an end to this nonsense back then. And so what do we have now? It's the chemtrails every day being sprayed everywhere and poisoning everybody. The science has been done. We know it's poison. We know the news media does not talk about it. We know congressional people do not talk about it. There's a blackout on it. Meanwhile, everyone's getting poisoned by planes spraying poison. In fact, most of these planes are unmarked. Is that insanity? How can unmarked planes be flying across the skies of the United States? This is insanity. So when the government and the other authorities are not going to help us, the general public, from being slowly poisoned to death by unmarked planes leaving sprays of poison in the air, they're crop dusting the human race and all the other life forms in America here. We have to start doing something, anything, to break this code of evil silence and save ourselves. That's why in the past couple of weeks I came up with the idea, Chemtrail Watch, Chemtrail Club. We the people have to do this. This is something every age group can get into. Young kids with cell phones, they should be out there taking pictures of this. All young people love to tweet, older people too. Tweet the President of the United States. He is the only one who can stop this immediately by writing an executive order. And when we get 100 million people tweeting the President of the United States, and Twitter is live jammed with tweets about stop the chemtrails, maybe it'll force everybody to start talking about it and force the lawmakers, the authorities, to put an end to this. And maybe it'll wake up the President of the United States. He has to breathe the air, too, and so does his family. They're walking around in public. They're out there playing golf. Maybe they'll begin to wake up and realize, hey, they're getting poisoned, too. Well, I just had to remind everybody, in 1977, the Senate hearings confirmed that between 1949 and 1969, 239 populated areas within the U.S. were contaminated with biological agents. Now everybody's being contaminated. They could have dipped the problem in the bud back then, but they're You know, lack of interest in doing something for the general public is killing us all. Okay, but I don't want to stop there because we have to get on the case of these people that are just, like, not doing their job. I mean, this is unbelievable, and we're suffering, and we're dying for this. And we're going to be dead if we allow them to keep killing us. Come on, you know, if somebody is, like, you know, causing you harm, you have to take some action to protect yourself. And the authorities are just looking the other way. It's sickening. Let me go on to smart meters. Dirty electricity. They're pushing this on people. And people that are unaware are having their health ruined by bad electronic vibrations from the smart meters. And other things. Cell phones were proved to give cancer to people back in the last century. That's right. They knew it back then, and the information has been kept from you. It freaks me out. I'm walking down the street. I see mothers with babies. They're carrying babies, and they got their cell phone laying on top of their stomach, you know, when they're, like, they don't understand. They're doing damage to their unborn babies. And this is going on, and nobody is warning these people. I'm trying to warn everybody, and there's probably a lot of other bad things I like to warn everybody about. It's just too many things. I can't get to them all in one night. But at the same time, what else did I want to say? Oh, yeah. You know. But before I say anything else, let me answer this caller that's calling in. Hi. Who's this?
This is Ben Davis, Jr.
Hey, how you doing, Ben Davis, Jr.? What do you got to say? Anything is beneficial to the human race?
What you were just talking about, I wrote in my first book titled, It's About Time, Incident at Fort Polk, P-O-L-K, and I just published a new book follow-up called T.I. versus A.I. That's Targeted Individual versus Artificial Intelligence, where I disclose the actual, factual, real U.S.-owned patents by the U.S. government that invented the nanotechnology mind control program. And, of course, you can do research on all the other ones. But in the book, it explicitly spells out the nanotechnology is wirelessly, remotely targeting every human on the planet, because these chemtrails in a hidden payload is spreading this nanotechnology, which is propagated from that, and it attaches itself and makes itself an antenna, and it's attached to your cerebral cortex. I have a list of these patents that tells you right away everything you see on television, and all this debunking is debunked, and the mainstream media is fake news, just like Trump says it is.
Yeah, so, you're absolutely right, and I'm aware of those things, too.
Well,
you're bringing it up for everybody to hear, because these bad things are being done to us, and it's being done on purpose.
Well, my publisher... the hardest thing is being a targeted individual. And I come across a professor that signed up to program the psychological warfare in this silent, invisible program, which is run by a supercomputer, also known as artificial intelligence. And it's being communicated to you directly from the cell towers and satellites, and Wi-Fi, and Bluetooth.
So I'm aware of that too. Is this sickening or what? They're trying to kill us from every direction.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, the New World Order is behind it. So it's all about the gold. But you got to follow the money. So here's my major statement. Every taxpayer in America needs to stop and go to their congressman or rally of an official, you know, public and broadcast live protest about where the taxpayers' money has gone on these grants that they give out to corporations and universities, which are, they file these, disclosure waivers, they can't talk about it. And, for example, Dr. Duncan Video, a Harvard, who works on the artificial intelligence, but the part about the nanotechnology is a science part mixed with a medical part. And in the, what was that?
You brought up some really good points. Unfortunately, you're a more believer in government than I am. I don't believe that these politicians have the guts to do anything, let alone tackle an issue like that. But I believe we should all badger them to death until they start doing.
Well,
any other little secrets you'd like to tell us while you're still on the line?
Yeah, I do. This little secret is being published in my new book. It's only been out a couple of weeks. My publisher says it's already ranked number 13 on Kindle Books, number 45 in international government affairs, and number 58 in biological. So, and it's connected to the first book, Incident at Fort Polk, and I explain it all. I have it posted. It's not just a story, some soldier, and I was a soldier, not what they call a super soldier. I was called the Rambo chip, and I got targeted today heavily. It's been 3 years with several frequencies. It's made my heart rate jump to 205 beats a minute. My blood pressure was normal.
Are you still?
Yeah, no, I mean my blood pressure is normal.
Huh? You still in the military?
No, no, no. I got booted out because my father was an ex-World War II Navy frogman. That was a secret program. And his college roommate and pal and fraternity brother was none other but the honorable late Senator Lawton Child, then turned governor of Florida, who was, chairman of the budget spending committee for the Department of Defense. And when this alleged UFO incident with benevolent ETs occurred, and in all this in my first book, my father gave a call to him, and he told me Law's going to take care of it. So 2 weeks later, a congressional inquiry comes down. The ABC people came down, and they interrogated me. And then they gave me an emergency medical evaluation, and the doctors that flew down from the Pentagon came and said, "Mr. Davis, you are no longer physically fit to be in the Army. In fact, we're going to recommend full disability. In fact, you should never have been put in." Well, this is what the doctors didn't know. That my IQ was
a bunch of crap. I don't know what does.
Well, yeah. They covered it up. I only have 17 records out of a stack of 3.5 inches during this incident at Fort Polk, which leads to where I am now, what you're talking about, the chemtrails. Yeah, they're spraying us to death, all these chemicals, but what they're not telling you is the hidden payload, which I have published in book one and two, that says nanotechnology is where it's at. And I also posted and released the amount of funding spent in the weather modification program they call white carpet. And it was, I determined over the time, it was $6.3 trillion of taxpayers' money that is doing this. Well, wait a minute. I published that book a year ago, June 5th, this coming June 5th. And in what was it, August, Pentagon said, we're missing about $6-plus trillion out of our budget. I wonder where the hell it went.
Yeah.
And that's, that's my thing.
But then, no, we know that the money's being sized off. Is that funny? I mean, what a sick joke that is. We got the U.S. government taking taxpayers' money to kill us. You know, it's insanity.
Yeah. Yep.
And what I'm is that like you're concerned about this, I'm concerned about it. Every human being in America needs to be concerned about this because our tax money is destroy our health and destroy us, period.
That's the whole intention.
It has to be stopped.
They're trying to turn us into the singularity. In other words, they want to get rid of the people they don't like or don't have the DNA and genes and all that to be what they want. And when they exterminate as many as they can, well, then they'll just pull a switch and then we're cyborgs. We'll be their slaves anyway. So what difference does it make? Can we stop them? Yeah, we can because I got it in my book, How to Do It. I know how to do it.
Oh, absolutely. I've talked about it already on my show. They have the weapons, and they're just placing them around the world now. And it's on the menu. They plan to get rid of 95% of the population. And when they get everything in place, somebody's going to make a call. And within a single afternoon, they're going to accomplish most of their goal. Meanwhile, they're slowly killing us to death with the chemtrails. Poisonous vaccines, poison in the food, poison in the water, you name it. Every aspect they can come up with, they're projecting it as bad cell phone energies, bad vibrational transmissions.
Yeah.
And it's just like unbelievable, but people have to wake up and stop dreaming. Yeah. Just because you live in America, this isn't going to happen. It's being controlled by people on a global level, and the ETs are in on it, too. If you ever watched a science fiction movie, there must be hundreds of science fiction movies, not dozens, hundreds, and they all talk about the aliens want to come here and take over our world. Well, come on.
Let me make a point about the aliens. Has there ever been any disclosed proof that they're here physically? No. And Dr. Carol Rosen contacted me long before I started writing book one and told me the facts. On his deathbed, Werner von Braun had told her there are no evil ETs. They created all this mind screwed up stuff just to acquire the funding and scare the populace, and then it created the mind control part. Now, who's to say that Roswell wasn't a drone with nanoparticles and artificial intelligence that's so small, you're talking about the size of an atom, that it took 70 years thus far just to get to where we are now. And it's all been reverse engineered. And all the stories that you hear about the secret space programs, that's a fact. All these things, they're American built or, you know, human built. But they're trying to turn us into the cyborgs. So if I was a commander of an ET species from light years from here, and I didn't want to lose any of my people because we've been through that before, I would send the technology we got down there and let us kill each other off. And that's what we see every day on television.
Yeah, well, behind it, or the aliens behind it, or the extraterrestrials, or the demons behind it, and there's plenty of people working behind the scenes, plenty of groups, and not just one. They're all wanting to kill each other off, and that's what we're being manipulated into, and it's all being done through creative mind control.
Well,
doesn't matter who we blame, it's being done through mind control, whether it's an ET with telepathic communication or a demonic being who can whisper in your ear or a high-tech machines of a secret military group. They're all using mind control to trick us into killing ourselves. And guess what?
Nobody wants to believe it. Nobody wants to believe it. Let me give you one more sample. All right, you go to the airport. The TSA makes you go through this MRI. What it's doing is it's mapping your brain and body. Dr. Stephen Duncan said that last year. It's mapping your resonance signature. That's the key right there, so they can follow you GPS directly from a satellite. They don't need the cell towers. The cell towers is sending the signals that are attached to your brain with the nanotechnology and can read your thoughts and can send and type a command that says, I want you to go pick up this gun and then I want you to go into a gay club in Orlando and kill everybody. And you know what?
Just last week in New York, somebody who runs down 22 people for no reason at all, and the first thing he ends up blabbering to the police is like, I was hearing voices in my head. Now, and he was...
That's
why I'm believing this, you know?
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, he was used and set up, and somebody told him to do something stupid like that. It was only a year ago, another guy from the Navy, goes in and kills 12 people at a military base. And he was talking to doctors weeks before that about hearing voices in his head, and he suspected he was being microwaved, and nobody wanted to listen to him, and then he finally goes out and kills 12 people. And then the investigation just ends there. And nobody paying attention, you know?
Here's the killer, Pat. I'm going to say it right now. It is called the...
Well, I got the Venus.
Okay, here you go. It's called Social Network Driven Indexing System for Instantly Clustering People with Concurrent Focus on Same Topic into On-Topic Chat Rooms and or for Generating On-Topic Search Results Tailored to User Preferences Regarding Topic. Now, that's called Facebook. That's called Twitter. That's every website that has chat in it. And what it does is it steers the users and compares the other users to share button. And it's right here in black and white. They have 19 pages architecturally to approve a patent. You have a working model. And that's where Facebook came out. And then Twitter. And now all these websites that have chat rooms and talk shows, oh, and you got to donate to support it because, you know, we don't have sponsors because if you're sponsored, you're bought out. That's the whole point, that Facebook is going to capture. That's part of the artificial intelligence. And when the and it says it right here on the drawing, the cloud was invented in 1998. We never heard about it until not too many years ago. And you buy an iPhone, and it automatically says, oh, it's sending a request to hook up the... I'm not going to hook up to the cloud. The artificial intelligence will have everything they know about you, and they don't have to do the research on it or the find it out. They're finding out right here on Facebook.
It's kind of like that old 1984 movie where everybody had to have a giant wall-sized TV in their house so the government could look in and see what you're doing 24/7. And basically, this is something similar. They're controlling people through their phones. They're tricking you into living every moment of your life in connection and observation of the internet. And so it's all about those who want to keep an eye and control everyone. And the technologies are put in place, and they're tricking everybody to just go along and participate.
Right, right. Of course. They're steering us in the wrong direction. They think it's terrorists and all this other nonsense. And we see it every day because they're pushing it down our throats. We, the United States of America people, need to stand up and say, stop it. Just like Trump said, we need to stop this evil, you know, because we don't need it. Well, it's about greed. It's really all about the gold. If you really want to know, yeah.
I'm trying to do with the chemtrails, because we have to do some physical action at least to make something happen. Because if we just complain about it, and there's a million people complaining now, and that's not enough, but if we just complain about it, nothing's going to change. Because everything is
that's true
right now, and the politicians have all been bought out, or they're too cowardly to do something that's right, and everybody's afraid of losing money, and everybody's blackmailed, and as I said in many of my other shows, blackmail, bribery, that is nothing.
The pedophiles, what they do, they get people caught, you know, with the pedophile rings, and CIA runs that stuff. It's in the patent. It spells it out. And also, the weather modification improves the business since the Vietnam War. In fact, I've run across an article called Hurricane Andrew and the New World Order. And I'm just going to say you can find it online. and Deadly Silences, Hurricane Andrew and the New World Order, this article will blow your mind. You know, there was a nuclear power plant that went down, and the winds were never honestly told what they were, and the people of South Dade were never even warned until Andrew hit, dig this, with 214-plus mile-an-hour winds, and it escalated to 350-plus mile-an-hour winds. You know, and then we see it in Katrina. And my father was down there helping his brother out in North Miami, where it was allegedly forecast to go. They evacuated all rich people up there. And my dad weathered the storm out. He told me that, son, if you see a Category 3 or 4 storm, you run. And I mean, you run like hell. And so I did that with Floyd. Of course, it did a right turn, Clyde, and that was a joke. But this last storm that came over Matthew, I had to stay in my home. I got a huge, high, 30-foot-tall vaulted ceiling, and my wife was ordered to stay in the nursing home she works at or get fired. And, man, I was scared to death. That's what my dad told me. And I just came across this article, and I'm going, holy crap, man. There's hundreds of thousands of people that bodies were just blown apart, and they sent and blocked everybody from coming in for weeks just to pick up the pieces, and they burned them and flown in incinerators and bagged them all up and got rid of the evidence and never told anybody about it. Now, that's the kind of sick.
That's how over-controlled exactly.
Yeah.
Just like, hey, you remember back with Katrina, what was the damn authorities trying to do? They were going from house to house trying to steal people's guns, you know? And they were getting away with it, you know? And all kinds of other overuse of authority. In fact, you know, I've got it in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. I've got it in my book, some insight into this whole thing with the Sandy school shooting and stuff like that. You know, it was just, I only talk about it a little, but at the same time, it's an orchestrated event. And I found out that when you observe these orchestrated events very carefully, you'll find a lot of mathematical innuendos put in there as kind of a tag, like, it's like my writing tag. Look at all these mathematical things I incorporated into this horrible event, which is further proof, I say, that the thing was orchestrated, pre-planned, and pulled off, and then the public is fed a bag of bullshit that, like, it was some crazy person.
Right. Let me finish up my conversation because I know I've taken about half the show already, and I know somebody's going to call in after I say goodbye. But I want to say,
you know what?
What's that?
You brought us all a lot of enlightened information, and that's what this show is supposed to be all about, that we share all the bad things going on and realize that it's time we have to do something because the authorities are not going to do something. So it's up to civilians. For us, what I call, take command of the situation. Start acting like the bosses. Ross Perot.
We have to unplug the computers, yeah.
When he ran for president. American people have to start acting like bosses. And that's what I'm doing.
Well, you know, here's the thing. Trump said he won't ignore anybody. And he tweets, well, I'm going to tell Trump right now, don't you dare ignore what I have to say and publish about it. Because if I get taken out, then it's really going to be.
I hope he was listening, but he probably wasn't. That's why I'm putting.
Yeah.
Okay, my friend. Okay, thanks for calling and calling again anytime.
I will. Bye bye.
Bye. Okay, boy, that gentleman certainly had a lot of important information, and these are the things that we all need to be talking about as Americans. And, well, let's not stop here because I have an unending list of things to talk about. And this is, I want to bring something up again, that the information came out something like 22 years ago. And I heard a little soundbite on regular news that the article is going to be redone in the current issues of Harper's Magazine. So I went out and bought the issue and read it. And it was quite horrifying to find out. Somebody had tracked that. This happened. This story was actually put out there publicly in Harper's Magazine 22 years ago. Think about it. The interview, and my question, before I tell you what's in the article, you're going to have to say at the end, well, if that's the case, how come nobody's been talking about it? How come policies haven't changed now that we hear the truth? So here it is, 22 years ago in Harper's Magazine, the journalist tracked down Mr. Ehrlichman, who happened to be one of the people with the Nixon Watergate scandal. And he happened to be on the White House team and all that stuff. So he was tracked down working in some regular job somewhere down south. And Ehrlichman admitted to the journalist that the ongoing war on drugs was purposely created and falsely created to deal with the protesting forces of the black community and the anti-Vietnam people. A whole fabrication put together by the Nixon White House. And they had the audacity to create this fake war on drugs to be perpetrated basically against the black community and the anti-Vietnam people. So it was all bullshit from the beginning. And of course we knew that this was a fake war back then, those of us that had brains, and we still used to have brains still back then. I don't know about now. So my question is, so why hasn't the federal government, the Democrat and Republican legislators, our lawmakers, gotten rid of the ridiculous and evil drug laws? Now, there is no excuse for them not addressing this issue. An important person on the inside of when the war on drugs was started admitted that the whole thing was a sham to perpetrate things against people they didn't like. The Nixon government didn't like the black community, and he didn't like the anti-Vietnam people either. So him and his group came up with this idea about a war on drugs, and we'll use this to arrest these people, give them lengthy jail times, and one thing led to another, and everybody else jumped on this war on drugs. The whole thing is a fabrication. In fact, you know, it probably started, the anti-drug thing, probably started out of the 60s when we need a little lesson in American history here. During the 1960s, people were actually enjoying life. And a lot of these people that became anti-Vietnam protesters, they were experimenting with things that we call drugs, and we shouldn't call them drugs. Drugs are what you buy at the pharmacy, made by the pharmaceutical companies. People were experimenting with substances that the federal government decided to make quick illegal. Some of them were illegal already. And of course, this is not how to deal with the situation. And of course, they turned everything under this title called drugs. So it's just blurring the truth further. So let me go back again. You know, if you know anybody who's a legislator, a lawmaker, talk to them if you can, if you have access to them, or maybe you know them personally, and tell them, why hasn't the drug law is being gotten rid of? Because the whole thing is a fabrication to make innocent people guilty. It's ridiculous, and it still continues today. Unbelievable, you know? And if anything we can say is that the people in the 60s who were experimenting with things like marijuana, LSD, mushrooms, and other things were getting spiritual enlightenment out of this. They were expanding their consciousness in a positive way, and boy, did that scare the evil controllers of our world. Because once the people started to begin to think, they would quickly realize what a sham the whole government system is. You know? So I don't understand. What's wrong with the legislators? Are you all brain dead? Are you all cowards? Are you all traitors? Because you're not responding properly. Just like the thing with the 1977 Senate hearings. Publics being used as laboratory rats. Biological agents just being sprayed on people. And now it's chemtrails every day in every state of the union here. And also around the world. And what kind of lawmakers do we have? And this is why, hey, this is why this show is my presidential campaign. Because I'm going to get out here and talk about the truth. Yeah, I'm running for president again in 2020. As a writing candidate, you know? As the only independent candidate, because I'm not going to be affiliated with any political party, even the small ones, you know? Because that is what's wrong. Political parties are not good for free-thinking people. Everybody needs, if you want to be in public service, you need to be an independent person. You need to have good ideas. You need to be concerned about other people and concerned about what's fair. And while we're talking about what's fair, let me just go to something else here. Again, the fake news media, oh my God. You know, they have us all brainwashed because you keep repeating, you know, that's another form of mind control. You keep repeating something over and over again. And if you hear that on the TV every day, you're going to start believing it even though it's not true. Definitely, it's a proven form of mind control. They use it in advertising all the time. And every 5 o'clock news, 6 o'clock news, whatever it is, 10 o'clock news, it comes on the National Broadcasting Network. At the near the end of the show, they have the business report, and they talk about how did Wall Street do today and the Wall Street economy. Well, it's time everybody wakes up. I'm going to spell it out like it is, and I don't believe you can prove me wrong, you know. Call me up. You're some fancy person in Wall Street something. Call me up and say something to me and try to debate this to me. Wall Street economy is really has nothing to do with what's good for the general public. The Wall Street economy is good for the people with the money, you know? And there's another problem that we need to recognize. Though Trump may not be part of the political party nonsense, he's part of the wealthy nonsense, unfortunately, you know? Come on, he's got a building on Wall Street. You know, he's into that Wall Street economy. You know, he's bragging the other day, sure, we're going to sell $200 billion worth of weapons to Saudi Arabia, which might very well end up being used against us by the Arabs, because we don't know when they're going to turn their backs on us or anything like that. But all he knows, hey, it's big money for the big corporations, and he's one of those people. And I've been telling people, I ran in the last election too, and I'm telling people, you cannot vote for anybody who has money. Rich people will never know what's good for regular people. They just don't. Because once you get into that rich world, then you start thinking about the Wall Street economy. You know, we don't need Wall Street to make America great again. I got news for you. And anybody else who thinks that we need Wall Street to make us great again, we don't. We can do it with regular people once we get rid of all these ridiculous laws by the Democrats and Republicans who made all the laws in favor of all the wealthy people. And I said it on another show, but I'm going to say it again. It was the Democrats and Republicans who destroyed the American auto industry. You know, we should only be buying American cars in America. You know? Trump's complaining about too many German cars. Well, he isn't going far enough. What about the other countries? Like, more people buy Toyotas and Nissans than any other car in the world now. What happened? Well, the Democrats and the Republicans destroyed the American auto industry. They made ridiculous laws. They made ridiculous stipulations on motor vehicles. And I don't care what anybody says. Because it's there. I saw it happening. You know, if you look back on the history of the auto industry, They were the best in the world in the 1950s. And slowly but surely, with the start of the 1960s, the laws were making the manufacture of automobiles more costly. They were using all kinds of little tricks and scams that jacked up the price of the auto to the point of where the foreign companies were able to get in here and sell their cars because people want to buy a lower-priced car. And they didn't end there. Every year, the regulations on the auto industry were getting tighter and tighter and tighter. And this nonsense about forcing the auto companies to increase the gas mileage, this is all setting us up for the big fall. Time to wake up, you know? Now they got us all in cars. The auto industry had to go to electronic computers to get better gas mileage. Being forced by the government, the Democrats and Republicans forced them to do this. So now we're all stuck with vehicles with electronic ignitions. We can't fix them ourselves. We need high-tech equipment to fix them. We don't want to bother with that because it was easy to fix a plain regular automobile. And then now we're vulnerable for an EMP attack. And if you haven't heard about it, look it up. You know, electromagnetic pulse. You know, if that thing goes off, and it's on the menu, they're going to use that eventually. It's just a question of when. You know, it'll probably be a full flag operation. You know, I can't stop it personally. Maybe if I was the president of the United States, I had some say to stop it from happening. First of all, you know, so all your cars aren't going to work. This happens, you know. Gasoline stations won't be able to give you gas. And we're going to be back to a horse and buggy. And it will happen in less than a day. And guess what? The Congress has been warned about this, for, I don't know, 10, 15 years already. And they haven't lifted a finger to safeguard our electronic systems. Now, why do you think are they really that stupid? Or is it just they're overly mind-controlled? And I say it's probably both. And who's doing the mind control? Well, hey, that's why you need to buy my book, Connect the Dots Theory. That's what the show's named after, Connect the Dots. My book is available anywhere, online, you know, iTunes, Amazon, or go to Barnes & Noble. But you know, even if you buy the lower-cost version, of course, it's on iTunes or Amazon. But you need to buy it and find out what's being worked against you. I only list 39 conspiracies, ongoing conspiracies, being perpetrated against the regular people of this world. And that's us here in the United States. Most of us are just regular people. And that is just the tip of the iceberg. I had to draw the line there. There's probably 100 ongoing ones. And there's different groups behind each. But regardless, everybody is being manipulated, mind-controlled, beyond belief. And what's important in my book that nobody else has picked up on, because I made the discovery myself, obelisks are mind-control devices. The biggest obelisk in the world is the Washington Monument. You know, you got to wonder why it's in a shutdown process now. Why is it going to take 3 years? The official story is 3 years to repair the elevator. 3 years to repair an elevator in the Washington Monument. Well, I mean, it's just, you know, this is a ridiculous amount of time. And it's just a cover for what they're really doing. They're going to Obviously, put in the electronic conducting element to make it a more powerful obelisk. You know, take a look. Look it up on the internet. You know, it originally started a stone building, and then they reworked the tower, the pyramid on top. That's the broadcasting element. And they put a frame pyramid of aluminum up there. And then we got gold covered bars also. Gold, a big booster of electronic broadcasting. And there's all other interesting aspects about it. It's not just a monument to honor somebody. if there is a mind control device. And the fact that the city's laid out out of kilter with the true directions, that's another mind control marker. You know, it's in my book. You need to find out about this. These things are all over the place. Not to mention, you know, you see the president signing, giving away medals, and they got the Medal of Honor or the Valor symbol behind them with an upside-down five-pointed star. That's satanic, whether you know it or not, you know? We all like five-pointed stars, but how did people get tricked into putting a five-pointed star upside down? That's what the satanic people use. It's known. It's symbology for satanic control, an upside-down five-pointed star, if you hadn't noticed it lately. With all the newspapers, they're doing it in the newspapers. Every time they do the little icons for the elephant and the donkey for the Republicans and Democrats, on some days they have them both pointed down, the stars in them. Take a look. It's happening all around us, you know? I knew people in visited people in senior citizen health place, and they got these stars outside on the doors and the label falling stars, and the stars were upside down. What the hell is going on here, you know? I mean, these are important things. Symbology is important. It's a marker of those who put it up. And I've said it before, if people were paying attention to the placement of symbols, they would have realized the Nazis were controlled by evil. When the swastika was turned at a placed on their clothes at a 45-degree angle, and sometimes flown on flags like that. Yeah? Swastika was originally a good symbol. But when you turned it 45 degrees out of place, that's the marker of evil. I also call it the marker of false gods. That's why everybody on this planet should buy a copy of my book, Connected Dots Theory, because I've connected enough to make sense of the whole thing. And believe me, there are so many entities, you know, it's like a shark frenzy going on here. You know, we all know the story. Blood in the water, the sharks get drawn around, and it becomes an eating frenzy. And that's exactly what we have here on Earth. Everybody smells that the kill is near. And everybody's coming in to suck whatever life they can out of the human race now. And there are many, many evil groups out there in the universe. There's good ones, too, except the good ones behave themselves. They don't want to get involved. You know, it's like Star Trek. You want to watch Star Trek. They have the famous thing called the Prime Directive. More intelligent societies are not supposed to interfere with lower groups like us. Well, you know, we almost wish they would right now because, you know, everyone is, every bad creature in the universe is coming to Earth to participate in the kill of the human race. And the only humans they want to survive are the people they've turned into cyborgs or clones who are no longer think, no longer feel. In every science fiction movie that was ever practically made about aliens coming to Earth. Don't think they're friendly. The friendly ones, they sometimes meet with people on an individual level, but they don't come here. And they've been told they're not welcome here. Can you believe that? I got to repeat the story again. Was it 1953 of President Eisenhower? The good-hearted alien called Valiant Thor wanted to give the people of Earth free energy. Of course, Tesla had already invented free energy, and they... secret groups copped that information, got rid of Tesla, and they decided to keep it all to themselves. But here the good extraterrestrial comes here, meets with actually President Eisenhower, and makes this proposal to help the human race out with free energy. And of course, all the energy people bullied up on Eisenhower and told, no, you can't do that, you ruin our business. That's how we all got cheated out of that, but we still need to understand that there are creatures out there. There's good ones and bad ones, and unfortunately, the bad ones break all the rules. They come here, they murder us, they kill us, they mind control us, they abduct us, they suck out our blood, you name it, and they're getting away with it, and they have control of our leaders, and that's why I've brought it up before. There needs to be safeguards put in control command situations. Chain of command structures need exceptions because most, I can't say for sure, but I would imagine most of the key people are under control now, and they've been putting that idea in science fiction movies for over 50 years. So it's time we wake up and listen. Just like I say, you know, people are going out and doing crazy, killing people and saying they have been hearing voices in their head. Well, sure, let's start believing this because that's part of telepathic communication and mind control. And as the caller said, artificial intelligence is in the game plan now, too. And what else have we been lied to? You know, I go on the internet and I watch the videos of other people who have had personal interactions with ETs, and I listen on the radio to some of these people. And there's a lot of people bringing a lot of information. One person in particular, I think it's out of one of her DVDs, Laura Eisenhower has one on the internet. And she starts talking about the 12-strand DNA. And that we all have 12-strand DNA. So, and there's a lot of information related to that. I'm not the expert on that, but how many people have heard about 12-strand DNA? You know? I'm sure it's known by those who have the intel on the specifics of that, but, you know, again, more information is being kept from us. Not to mention Alfred Weber's book, where he's one of the guys who whistleblowers on the secret programs, and you know, and all the information's brought out. You know, secret world people have the time travel equipment, they have the teleportation equipment, they have disintegration weapon equipment. You know, and I was just reading about Tesla the other day. Supposedly, he had invented the death ray beam already, and he decided that he better burn the information because he didn't want it to get in the wrong hands. But they probably figured out how to do that already. It's not some of the ET groups that have no feelings probably sold it to the government or traded for abduction privileges of humans. It still goes on. The Saturn relations still go on. I mean, I'm not an expert on it, but I heard the reason they suck all the blood out is because they mix it with powder, and that's the food while they're visiting our planet, if we can call them visitors. You know, they've got some secret arrangements. And we need to bring an end to all this secrecy. Because it's not good for us, the regular people. It's only good for the people that make money off it. And some people, that's all they care about, maybe money. It doesn't matter how many innocent people get harmed, how many innocent people get killed, as long as they can make more money. And that's they're under the influence of mind control, because that's a mind control thing. There's all kinds of things. Again, you want to buy my book, Connect the Dots Theory. Because it talks about these things. It talks about superior technologies. They can mind control you from other stars in our section of the universe. Supposedly, North Star, Polaris is one of the headquarters, and the constellation is one of the headquarters of a lot of the bad groups. And they can broadcast mind-controlling images right into our atmosphere, and you can pick it up with your mind. You know, your mind's capable of picking things up from the other side of the universe. I talk about this in my book. Everybody who is a truth seeker should go out and buy it. It's available everywhere. Connect the Dots Theory. I wrote the book for the purpose of creating a cornerstone to start beginning to take back our reality. We need humans in charge of the human race. Right now, we're being too manipulated by note creatures, not of this earth. I came up with that acronym, I think, with last year. Note creatures, I call them. Not of this earth creatures. They are really controlling our world. The world controllers, we think, the bankers, The other big shots, the royal families and all that, they think they're controlling it to some extent. They are, but they are nothing but proxies for the mind-controlling note creatures. They do it through telepathy, and they do it through, they have their own mind control, artificial intelligent machines too. And we are being subjected to all of this, unfortunately, and that's what makes our life difficult on Earth so much. But the only way we're going to free ourselves from this onslaught of everything coming against us that's bad is by educating ourselves. Forget about public education. They just want you to be obedient, follow the rules, and do what they tell you. I've talked about that before. I talk about it in my book, too. You know, forget about college, too. Same thing. You know, they're only going to tell you as much as you're needed in the new world order, their world order. You know, the one global system run by the machine, probably. Of course, there'll be a war there, a galactic war. You know, the evil ETs, the demonic beings, and the machines all want control of us. Well, we need to be in control of ourselves, and we need to bring some order here. And unfortunately, we can't count on the lawmakers. Though those are the ones we need to change the laws so we can breathe at least. Because every law they make just takes away our freedom and makes it more difficult for common people to live. And, of course, it's all part of the big plan to turn everybody into a poverty situation. I don't know what to say. I try to use this show to be helpful to people. And if you've got something helpful to offer, you know, don't be shy, call up. You know, I can talk about anything, you know, and in the future, I hope I can bring more items to you that are important to your health. Like a week or two ago, I told you about the colloidal silver, 1,100 parts per million. That's what you need to get. I gave you the phone number. Go archive the last couple of shows. I gave the phone number out on free shows, you know. Place that sells the 1,100 parts per million. Don't waste your time going to the store and getting anything less. Waste your time. The original antibiotic, and guess what? When the EMP attack happens, you're going to need something like that to maintain your good health. The original antibiotic, colloidal silver. Amino acids and botanicals is the place. Amino acid and botanical supply. Not hard to find, but that's the people that sell the 1100 product I use myself. Help maintain my good health. You know, I'm still like in good health like I was when I was a teenager. You know, you don't have to get old if you take the right things. I mean, sure, your skin will break a little, you know, things for that. But that's not the point. The point is to, you know, maintain your health. Don't get overtaken by the negative energies. And look forward to the future, because the future is in the afterlife. This is just like kindergarten here on Earth, but it's a difficult kindergarten, because we're subjected to all kinds of bad things. Listen, we're getting down near the end of the show here. I gave you the instructions already. If you want to buy my CD, the most philosophical CD ever put out there, of 23 songs, the philosophies on this disc alone exceed all the other singer, songwriter, guitarists put together. That's saying a lot. And of course, it's called, the 23 song album is called Songs Better Than Dylan. But I put so much philosophy into these songs, and philosophy can change the world. In the 60s, the musicians were changing our thinking with philosophical songs. And that's important into educating yourself to become more aware of things. Philosophy is very important to be able to perceive something beyond just the obvious. And before I go, I just want to give people a few more reasons why you want to go out and buy my book, Connect the Dots Theory, because I incorporate things that nobody had ever talked about. I'm the self-discoverer, a self-investigator myself. And I talk about things I refer to as thought attraction flypaper. Yes, your thoughts do get attracted to things. I talk about the plans designed to fail. That's every government plan in the world right now. I talk about the overseers of mankind. There's the legitimate ones, and then there's the interfering groups that interfere with mankind, the adversaries of mankind. I talk about the sparkling points of light that, unless you've seen them, you never heard about it. I'm the discoverer of them, and I research to knowledge, to get enough knowledge to explain what they are. And they relate to opening up portals, and you can see the outlines on some of these powerful ones. Only if you're out where there's no light. You could have one open up in your room. You wouldn't see it if there was some light in the room. You could have one open up out on the street. You'd never see it because it'd be light on the street. I've changed the definition of burden of proof. You want to hear about that. I talk about the flying crescent. You never even heard about that. But I explain it because I visually saw it, and I coined the phrase. And it's a real phenomenon, and it has to do with invisible intelligence reading your mind and responding to it. You know, I identify the geometry of crop circles. You know, there's a lot of it can be deciphered out of a crop circle by just gaining an understanding of geometry, and that's what my book Connected Dots has. Plenty of understanding and insight into understanding geometry and the importance of it. I could go on and on with that. There's that much in this book. There's enough good stuff in this book. If you correlate it with what you'd like to see get done, there's enough information in this book, Connected Dots Theory, to lay the blueprint for changing the world for the better by those of us concerned citizens who are willing to take the actions necessary to make the changes. And part of that is to force the lawmakers to change the laws for the benefit of the common people. Well, before I go off, there'll be my theme song at the end, instrumental to one of my songs from years past, and then two songs off my new album, Songs Better Than Dylan. And the second song will be called... First one is I Gotta Be Somebody. The second song is The Common Man. And you need to listen to the words of this because it pretty accurately describes the dilemma we are in right now. Okay, let me do the countdown, Mr. Engineer, and then just start playing my music. And I'm looking forward to talking to everybody next Saturday night, 10 p.m. Pacific time, 1 a.m. Eastern time. And you can figure out what is your time. Here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I don't want to be just a statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't wanna be no John Doe. I don't wanna grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here, took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join till I'm in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Or no, I was here to my stand without fear, it is clear to the ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped to look cause I caught their eye.
favorite type of song is the social political commentary. And this one is called The Common Man. It's about all the junk we have to go through in this world when we're just plain average people and all the stuff that's been perpetrated upon us. I think you can relate when you hear the words. Listen to the words. Living lies through the TV screen. Goes down easy with a dash of truth. Controlling powers have taken control of every aspect of his life. That common man is the victim of their plan. Know every time he takes a stand, the cards are stacked against him. They subjugate him to unfair laws, inflict upon him over burdens and debt. They school his children to be worker slaves. They tell him that they know what's best for him. That common mind is the victim of their evil plan. And every time he's tried to take a stand, the deck was stacked against him. Religious leaders misinform him as the legal system crucifies him. They're slowly killing his pursuit of happiness. Systematic plan to rob him of his freedom. That common man who's the victim of their evil plan. Know every time he takes a stand, the cards are stacked against him. They've given him an ID number. They want to take away his sacred spirit. A nameless face on a piece of plastic. A barcode chip to be implanted in that common man who's the victim of their evil plan. You know every time he takes a stand, cards are stacked against him. Falling by the wayside, he needs your helping hand. That common man, the common man is you. And you, and you. Wow, thank you very much.